Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is he coachable? Does Aaron like to be coached?
At this moment, you just gave this guy $200 million. It's going to be very hard to coach a guy same age. Pay scale is up here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to tell Aaron what to do.
Is he a coachable guy? Or
He's coachable to a point.
Yeah.
Once you try to overcoach him, that's when he's going to do his own thing. Like with McCarthy. McCarthy used to call a play. Aaron, you look at him, it's a whole different play.
Yeah.
We'll go to the game plan and was like, man, that wasn't a play called. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we like, we just ran the play that number 12 call.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lot worse with a young guy and with the – where is Aaron's at in his career? He's a icon of the NFL.
That's your Michael Finley on the Bill Michaels Show a few days ago, referenced in a piece by our next guest here on the Wendy's Big Show, myself, Bill Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler. Hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Talk to Forbes.com and BobMcGinnFootball.com's Rob Reichel. Rob, happy Friday. Happy Super Bowl Friday to you.
Happy survival of the polar vortex, boys.
That too. There was only a little bit of frost coming through on my windows and everything else throughout the time. We're glad you're here with us, man, and glad that you battled through the cold to write such a big piece on Forbes.com, talking in detail and what a lot of former players and former teammates of Aaron Rodgers are thinking this Matt LaFleur partnership is going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of skepticism and cynicism, much like Finley told your own Bill Michaels guys, Greg Jennings, Jeff Janis. Throughout that piece, I talked to Kabir Gavaja-Biamila, who was the all-time Packers sack leader until Clay Matthews passed him. And guys, kind of the common theme, much like Finley outlined there in the bumper you played coming out of the break, was, just largely, he's 35, the head coach is 39. It could really be a problem in terms of Rodgers listening to authority because, for the majority of his career, certainly the last 7 or 8 years since he's won a Super Bowl, guys, he's been a tricky guy to coach for Mike McCarthy, who's 55 years old. I mean, he's 20 years older right now than Aaron Rodgers, and Matt LaFleur is 4 years older. So it's obviously probably job one for LaFleur is to get that relationship squared away where the quarterback is doing what the head coach wants, not working against the head coach on so many levels, which is largely, I think, what you've had or what you've had on some levels in the last handful of years, guys. And, if LaFleur can get that all squared away, I think he's got a chance to be successful, guys. But if he doesn't, I mean, you guys certainly know it's the chances of winning a lot of football games when your number one employee is working against you is going to be largely impossible.
Yeah, I think for the most part, a lot of the Aaron's fans going to look at certain players and, of course, go attack them and see what they have an axe to grind. But I just think that for the most part, LaFleur mentioned something with Bill Michaels. He had mentioned something to the fact that that Aaron was on vacation. He was kind of hard to get a hold to because he's touring the world. I don't have a problem with the guy on vacation and doing something. I didn't want him to fly back or doing stuff like that. But did you take anything from that, just to kind of play off of that a little bit about him? Not you think it's out there that he's uncoachable or he doesn't like to be coached? Those are two different things.
Yeah, that's a great point. I would say it probably leans on the point right now, Leroy, that he doesn't like to be coached, although you could certainly make the case, last year and, with Mercedes Lewis outlining the stories how Rodgers would change plays and just do whatever he wanted in the huddle. You heard Finley say that earlier as well. I mean, that does border on uncoachable. Guys, I did a story about a month ago for Bob McGinn, football.com, and I even talked to some of Rodgers' buddies, Brady Papinga. I'm trying to think who else I talked to in that story. James Jones I talked to. Just guys who are tight with Rodgers, and that was before they had hired LaFleur, and they were in that, you know, period in mid to late December where they were going with Philbin. And all of those guys even said it, at this stage of Rodgers' career, the best way to appease him, the best way to keep him happy, is in essence to make him the offensive coordinator. Give him the football, give him the reins to the offense, and almost hire a defensive guy and get out of Rodgers' way. And largely, guys, they were kind of the mouthpiece at the time for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, clearly that's what Rodgers wanted at that point in time. Well, Green Bay didn't go that direction. They went the offensive route in hiring LaFleur. So it is going to be interesting when even, you know, I think there's some doubt even among his own camp right now how much he'll buy in to listening to a guy who's only four years older than him.
You know, I guess from my standpoint, when I saw the players that were in the piece on the Forbes piece, I was like, well, this guy's had issues with him. This guy's had issues with him. But for me, the KGB part of this whole deal was a fascinating part to me, talking about the fact that when Rodgers got to be the man, that he really kind of changed a little bit. The arrogance really took off. When Favre was the man, he was more humble about it.
Yeah, Spark, and I guess I don't know why so many people in the public are so quick to dismiss people and, you know, the Jennings of the world, the Finleys of the world, as being non-credible sources because they, you know, they have access to grind. I mean, Spark, you know, through the years, I've talked to, you know, a dozen guys in that locker room off the record who they just, I mean, they clearly fear for their jobs and they understand the magnitude and the importance of number 12 inside that franchise, that they know they can't go on the record and rip him. JerMichael Finley was about the only one who ever had the kahunas to do that during his time in Green Bay. It was a real rarity. And you hear from a lot of these guys later on. I mean, as far as you even know, Donald Driver ripped him in that Perlman book, Gunslinger. And, you know, I just think the guys don't have the courage to say a whole lot while they're playing with Rodgers. They do it afterwards. So to dismiss them, you know, as guys that are non-credible, I think, you know, is a mistake, first of all. You know, and then second, you're dead on with Kabir, who's always been one of the most honest guys in the room. And he certainly was in this piece, too, just talking about the difference between Rodgers and Favre and saying if anybody in that locker room, and, you know, he had about a three-year overlap where he played with Rodgers and Favre was still there. And he said if anybody had a real reason to be arrogant and kind of boastful at that time, it was Favre, and Favre was the opposite. He was completely humble. He said, and Rodgers was the one, you know, walking around with his chest out. And I mean, I encourage people to read the piece at Forbes.com. You'll see exactly what Kabir said, but he said really the role should have been reversed. Favre's kind of the guy, you know, who had the right at that point in time to have the ego, not Rodgers. And that's just not how it was. You know, guys, I was at Favre's Hall of Fame induction a few years ago with your own Mike Clemens. We palled around a lot during that weekend, and we both commented. We saw so many ex-Packers just kind of coming out of the woodwork, you know, backup tight ends, backup linemen. You turn around and there's a Gray Rugemer. I'm sure you were there, Leroy. I mean, there were ex-Packers all over the place, and we just kind of both made the comment, you know, that I think in 10 years or whatever it turns out to be, you won't see that same kind of turnout for number 12 that you did, you know, for number 4. There's just a different level of how the players loved and appreciated Favre versus Rodgers right now. That doesn't take away one lick from Rodgers' greatness. I mean, he's certainly one of the great quarterbacks of this generation. But in terms of being beloved, you know, by the people inside that locker room, and whether or not he's coachable, I think those are two entirely different things, Sparky.
Talking with Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, and, of course, BobMcGinnFootball.com. Would you say from everybody you've talked to that he is a, quote, good leader inside the locker room for the Packers, or no?
Probably not, Spark. I mean, you've watched his body language, you know, for a number of years, and this dates back to even when he took over the job, and, you know, guys would make a mistake on the field, and he's jumping around and kind of showing him up on, you know, on a television, inside your living room. I've had receivers say stuff to me for years, guys, just how much they hate that. When I've asked them to go on the record, they won't, obviously, because they fear they won't see the ball, you know, for a month or something like that. Everybody's got different leadership styles. I mean, guys, Rodgers had to take a class in college about becoming a great leader, what the great leaders do and things like that. My personal opinion is that's not something you're born with. That's something you don't go and take a course on to become a great leader.
Okay,
you
know, Rob, hold on 1 second. Yeah. I'm going to go to Leroy right now. Leroy, you've always told me for as long as I've known you, what makes a great leader? What do you have to do first? Well, you have to be a great follower, right?
Well, yes.
In order to be a great leader. Leroy
Absolutely.
Has said this for as long as I've known
Absolutely.
Him. Okay, now, that being said then, shouldn't Aaron have picked something up as far as how his Brett went about leading that locker room prior to Aaron taking over himself then?
Yeah, I think he did. He picked up some of the mannerisms, how you interact with your teammates. What he did want to pick up was the interception and the recklessness.
I understand that.
The field.
I'm just talking about the leadership
part.
He
has to separate it and like only take away from what you need to provide this thing. You have to take away all the good things and the other bad things. You have to leave it out, Robin. Here's why I think these guys will make good. I think they will get along. If you take this to Mount America, most people in your age group you get along with better. Like Baby Tosh is in his 20s. He would probably get along better with guys in a room with people in his 20s, not people like me who are 50. So Aaron Rodgers, 35, LaFleur is 39, almost 40. They should get along great. There should be mutual respect. Because I think if you think about it, if you go to a checker game, you want to hang with guys and play with guys who are your same age. And I think that, in that retrospect, I think they will get along.
Yeah, it's a good point, Leroy. Although you might be the exception, you're pretty easy for anybody to get along with.
That's a good point.
I would argue, Leroy. But Leroy, I remember when you and I, you know, did our book together 4 or 5 years ago, and we talked a lot about Favre's leadership. And you know, the one great quote that got so much play nationally was you just talking about how Favre related to every
yes he did
every particular yep. aspect and element of that locker room. You know, he might not have, you know, enjoyed rap music or something, but he'd be over there rapping with people.
Yep.
He might not have enjoyed certain games somebody was playing, but he'd learn about that game and he'd sit down if it was backgammon or checkers or whatever the heck it was. I mean, he went out of his way to kind of have a bond with everybody inside that locker room. And I do know Rodgers tries on that at some level, but I know to some guys it feels a little bit forced. It's not natural. And you guys know Favre, for example, was 4 or 5 years old following Irv around, you know, every single locker room that he went into. And leadership was just natural for him. It kind of came from dad, and it trickled down. And it's certainly a much greater challenge for Aaron.
Yeah, and last thing before, I really think that him playing in that Jets game when he really didn't have to really said a lot for his leadership. And that's the start of it. But I think that But it's also good to hear other guys' opinion. I don't think that's bad for anything. I don't think the Green Bay Packers want to censor anybody. Guys should be able to talk freely as they wish, but it's always up to Aaron to write his own narrative. He don't need to wait to hear about it, read about it. But people want to see results on the field. And ultimately, when you're winning, everything will cure itself. Thanks a lot, Rob.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Take it easy, Rob. Enjoy the big game this weekend. Rob Reichel of Forbes.com and BobMcGinnFootball.com. Rob's got too much going on. He's not worried about that. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.